So, we are reaching back into the closet this week and pulling out things that have never seen the light of day and maybe never should have. Now, at the beginning of this year, we made a man's lifelong dream come true. Sure, he was the most popular movie star in the world, but what he'd always wanted to do was host a radio show.
Tom Hanks was a natural, almost as if he had some experience in performing. We didn't broadcast everything he did, so here are some highlights, including what may be Tom Hanks' greatest dramatic role.
Okay, it's time for a brand new game that we are calling...
The Role of a Lifetime.
Ah, now as you may know, I make my living putting on clothes that are not mine, changing my hair, my stride, my physique, but rarely my voice. And I pretend to be someone I am not. And right now, I am going to take on a role from this week's news. And panelists, I will get into character, and you will ask me questions to try to figure out the role I have assumed, the role I am playing. Then at the end, we'll see if anybody can guess. Does that not sound like a lot of fun?
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
All right.
I usually pay like... This is like $16 to see you do this normally.
Not.
And this is happening for free here.
You don't get Netflix? All right. Now, at this point, we're going to let the audience know how I have been cast, but it will be kept a secret from our panel.
Tom is playing the role of a failing pile of garbage.
Now, I'm going to start getting into character now. See, backstory, my parents were both successful. I'm struggling. And you should have seen the raccoons that took things off of my dad. I've had it with those recycling bins. Oh, they think they're all better than me. Don't get cocky, buddy. You gotta come back as a yoga mat. Big deal. Okay, I think I'm there. Can we have quiet in the hall, please? Faith, start us off. Ask whatever you want.
Your parents came from wealth.
I'm saying they were successful.
They're successful.
If they came from wealth, it was after they were no longer needed.
You're not a person. You're a thing.
What are you talking about?
Right? Are you a thing? Are you an object?
I'm going to leave that up to my judge, Bill Curtis. Am I a thing?
Yes.
Okay. Faith, I am a thing, and I know something about you.
Oh.
I know you eat way too much takeout. And you never finish your Kung Pao chicken, I can tell.
Oh.
It's all over me.
Oh. Has a little furry, green, grumpy puppet lived inside you ever?
Oh, Faith, you suck. You're close. I get what
I'm
you're
saying. I'm thinking of Oscar the Grouch.
You are thinking of Oscar, but
I don't think you're Oscar the Grouch. I'm wondering if Oscar's inhabited you, but no.
That's all for you. Let's go on to Luke.
Okay, Luke.
Yeah.
Luke, I've noticed you've been chugging a lot of Miller High Life lately, all those empties. Have some self-respect, man. You're going down a shame spiral. At least do it with some good stuff. Let's see some premium bottles, shall we?
But it's the champagne of beers. Also, why are we whispering?
Because I'm in character. Any question you want to ask me, Lukey baby?
How old are you?
I've been piling up for a while here.
Okay. Like over or under 50 years old?
Well, depends on what street corner of Chicago you go to.
I got nothing.
Okay, Paula.
Yeah.
Ask me if I'm bigger than a bread box.
Paula. Are you bigger than a bread box?
No, but there's a rusty bread box inside of me. Right next to some oily rags and a week's worth of coffee grounds.
How did your parents make their money?
Recycling. Who's got it? Anybody? I am a thing. I'm a collection of things.
Are
actually.
You a manila? Wait, are you a pile of manila envelopes?
It's only.
Are you a dumpster?
I am. Close enough. I am a pile of garbage. A failing pile of garbage.
If you need even more motivation to donate to public radio, well, let's listen again to Tom Hanks discussing our working conditions.
I got to tell you, and also in your mind's eye, you're coming to wait, don't tell me, and you have visions of where you'll be working and the office system and the read through. It is. If it's a sad little folding table in the middle of a bullpen, in truly the sad little stepchild orphanage section of WBEZ in Chicago. I walked up so many stairs in order to get to what essentially is the attic for, you know, hacking your way to death. You know, room, that kind of thing. Oh, welcome, Tom, here. Let me pour you a cup of postum as we work over some of the limericks that Bill will be saying. I was thinking that it would be like some out of Mad Men, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Secretaries Carl and coffee Glass and designer
public
chairs.
Public radio, Tom. You know, you send in $10 and you get a mug.
It's a terrible business model.
You know what?
That's only a $5 profit.
They handed me, I said, could I get a cup of coffee? And they gave me a wait, don't tell me mug that they then took back at the
well,
end of the thing.
Well, you have to donate to get a mug.
Oh, do you not? I took a steno pad off the shelf and I started writing notes. And Mike Danforth, that boss of the whole thing, says, you're not going to use that whole thing, are you? So, no, just a couple of pages. Well, good, man, because this is NPR, and we need that steno pad
back. I think
back.
This only reassures our supporters that we're not wasting money at NPR.
I can't believe you fell for that. They're selling it on eBay. It's Tom Hanks' notes from his week guest
list. That might work. I don't want to say the people were great. The hang was fantastic. I'm just saying that the facilities were not quite as glamorous as one would have thought. And also,
most wouldn't have thought it.
That's true.
I'm also.
This is my point to you: is that maybe we're not living parallel lives.
Yeah.